morning. Welcome to the third week of Easter. It's not on the bulletin, but we know this in the 1 year as Misericordias Domini, which means the goodness of the Lord. And when you kind of put that all together with Good Shepherd Sunday, that's what we're talking about, the goodness of the Lord and his goodness in providing for us as our Good Shepherd. And we're going to hear those wonderful readings this morning from Ezekiel and John as pastors preaching this morning. Just a reminder that as we're going through this, the season of Easter, you'll notice that we have that additional hymn after the gospel. And today, that's hymn number 469, and we'll sing verses 1 through 3 there, after which we'll have the children's message. We're in Divine Service 2 today, and we begin with our opening hymn, hymn number 710. Please stand as you are able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Hear the gospel proclamation for you this morning. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of the word and of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. Alleluia. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. Alleluia. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. Alleluia. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. Alleluia. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and blessing and glory are his. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. Sing with all the people of God and join in the hymn of all creation, blessing and honor and glory and might. God and the Lamb forever. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God, for the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant to your faithful people, rescued from the peril of everlasting death, perpetual gladness and eternal joys. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for the third Sunday of Easter is from Ezekiel chapter 34. For thus says the Lord God, Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out, as a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. This is the word of the Lord. Turn with me in your bulletin to the Catechetical Review today, the seventh petition of the Lord's Prayer. But deliver us from evil. What does this mean? We pray in this petition, in summary, that our Father in heaven would rescue us from every evil of body and soul, possessions and reputation. And finally, when our last hour comes, give us a blessed end, and graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven. The epistle is from 1 Peter chapter 2. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand.
Hallelujah, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. So Jesus again said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life, and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. This was again a division among the Jews because of these words. This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be seated.
Kids, to come down in front and join me this morning. Good morning. Good morning. Okay, you guys all need to do something for me, okay? Yeah, you're going to do it. Yes, you are. Okay. Yep, sheep bands, sheep heads. Okay, everybody needs to put one of those on. All right, grab one out of the box and put some sheep ears on. Bah! Is that what a sheep does?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. I thought that was a pretty good sheep. What? Oh, what is that? No, you don't have to take that off. That's cool. No, just put that on. Yep.
Why does Pastor sound? Why does Pastor Randy sound so weird?
Why does he sound so weird?
Yeah.
I should let him answer that for you. All right, so let's talk about what a shepherd does here for a minute, okay? So I'm the shepherd. Now what's this? Let's talk about this thing first. What is this called?
If a sheep runs away, you'll grab it.
Yeah, you're right. So what is this called? It's called a shepherd's crook. Now see this thing? Because that's exactly right. What you just said, if you started running away from me, what can I do? I can get you in there and I can hook in. I can pull you back where you belong, right? Right? You know, so the bottom part of this crook, you know what this is for?
Staff.
That's the staff. That's right. But you know what the shepherd uses this for? Well, sometimes when you're not going along like you're supposed to, the shepherd might just kind of nudge you a little bit with the staff and remind you, you need to be going in this direction when you're wanting to go off in that direction, and he might be just nudging and nudging and nudging and saying, get back over here, get back in line. That's what a good shepherd does. Now, in the box, let me get something out of here too. Hold on. Yep, I know. There's a couple of them in there. Now look at this. What do you think these guys like to do?
Kill.
They like to kill, and guess what? They're carnivores, and they like to eat. They like to eat sheep. Okay, and they come and attack. What does the shepherd do? What's the job of the shepherd then?
He loves carnivores.
Well, he protects his sheep. Okay? A good shepherd will stay, and you know what he does? So all you guys get over here. All you guys come over here. A good shepherd is going to get, he's going to get in between his sheep and the lions when they're coming to attack, right? And he's going to protect his sheep. Now, you know what a good shepherd does? A really good shepherd does what?
Smacks the lions.
Yeah, well, he might smack them around a little bit. But if he has to, he'll lay down his life for his sheep to protect them, right? Now, who is our good shepherd? Who is that? That's Jesus. It's Jesus, right? Now, look at what he did for us. This is Good Shepherd Sunday, and if you guys look up here at the cross again, all right, what did he do for us? Did he lay down his life for sheep?
No.
Yes, he did, for us, because in the Bible, Jesus talks about us as sheep a lot. Do you guys think sheep are very smart animals sometimes?
No.
No, they're really not. And they have to be, this is why the shepherd has to prod them and he has to do all the things he does to keep them in line. But a good shepherd will always go after the one that's lost and bring him back into the fold. And the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus, because of his love for us and his mercy, came and suffered and died, gave himself on the cross and rose again so that you and I could be free from our sins. Now, we talked about lions here that are attacking, and there can be other predators that can come after sheep. Who's our predator? Who is the predator that comes and attacks us?
The devil.
He's always trying to tear us down, tear us apart. He's always trying to drive us away from God's word and all of those things. And the good shepherd, our good shepherd, protects us. He protects us. And when we come to church and we hear his word and we receive all of God's gifts for us, this is where he protects us. Right here in your baptism, right here, is where Jesus gave you all of the benefits of what he did on the cross for you. He gave you eternal life, and he protects you. The devil cannot destroy you. He cannot do anything to you because Jesus has defeated our enemy. He has defeated the devil, right? He's our good shepherd, and that's what we mean when we talk about Good Shepherd Sunday. Shall we pray? Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you that you are our good shepherd. That you laid down your life for us so that we can have salvation and eternal life, forgiveness of sins in you. Thank you, Good Shepherd. Amen. Thanks, guys, for coming up. If you drop your sheep ears back there in the box, that'd be great. And we continue with our sermon hymn.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, amen, we pray. Father, we thank you that as we wander and stray from our good shepherd, that you continue to pursue us all the days of our lives. Bless us now in the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If there is one iconic picture that sums up the essence of sheep and shepherd, it's something like this one. A number of years ago, Vondo and I were asked to be godparents, and at the end of the baptism, the mother of the child we're godparents for gave us this picture. And you can see the good shepherd. You can see his love for the sheep. The sheep comfortable in the arms of the good shepherd. But the good shepherd bears the wounds of holding that sheep. He bears the wounds of redeeming that sheep and protecting that sheep. But all of that aside, the shepherd holds the lamb close. And you can see the love because the sheep has been redeemed. The sheep has been brought back. The sheep has been protected by the good shepherd. You can see the scars. You know that being a shepherd means that there's a cost. The image is so comforting and the image is so powerful because that's what we want. That's what we need. We need protection from all of our enemies. We want to trust in God, the Good Shepherd, completely so we don't worry and so we don't fear. We desperately want to feel loved like the artist paints in the picture of the Good Shepherd. But in all reality, we know what Isaiah says about us. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. We want what the artist paints. We want that unconditional love. We want peace with God. We want protection from our enemies. We want security from our anxiety. And yet at the same time, we're always looking for the hole in the fence. We're always looking for the greener pastures. We're always looking for that place where we can run off and danger dwells there. With a few unsettling news reports, we're running just like the rest of the flock that maybe doesn't know the Good Shepherd. And we run with fear and we try to find protection in something that the news says or some hope in the world. We live in a time of great inflation. And it causes us to worry about our future and what we will need and what will be supplied for us, even though the Good Shepherd has made the promise that he will be faithful to us day in and day out. In all reality, we resent the protection of the Good Shepherd. We resent it because we're constantly crawling through the fence of his law that he puts around us to protect us and to keep us safe. We're defenseless sheep that somehow think that we can beat Satan, who prowls around like a roaring lion looking for some little lamb to devour so that he can have lamb ribs for dinner. That's who we are. We're sheep. Sheep that won't stay in. Sheep that aren't content. Sheep that don't realize what kind of trouble we're in, honestly, until it's too late. Sheep that would be or should be sent to the slaughterhouse. That's who we are. Sheep. Worried, wandering, wavering sheep. Now, even before Jesus promised to be our good shepherd, God was making promises to you about how the good shepherd would love his flock. The prophet Ezekiel, in the Old Testament reading for today, says this, "Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. even to the point of leaving the 99 and searching for the one that has gone wandering where the demons dwell. Jesus searches for his lost. He looks for his lambs. Jesus searches for us, the ones lost in the darkness where we're wandering, lost in adultery, lost in pornography, lost in depression, lost in eating disorders, lost in dead-end jobs, lost in unbelief, lost in the throes of death. And Jesus keeps looking for the lambs to bring them back to the protection that he only can give, his peace and his tender care. Jesus never quits looking for the lost. He's not afraid to go into our darkness. He's not afraid to step in to the messes that we have made. When we see the images of the Good Shepherd like this one, they're somewhat misleading. Not on the part of the lamb, but on the part of the shepherd. We see Jesus clean and perfect and holding the lamb that seems to be perfectly content. The grass is green and tall. The water is plentiful and still. When in reality, at least on this side of the resurrection of all flesh, it should probably look something like this. The Good Shepherd is scarred and bloody from fixing all of the fence holes that we have made and crawled through because we continually push back and we break it. He's scarred from pulling us out of the jaws of the evil one that would destroy us and would end our lives. He has our blood on him from all of the times that we've run into trouble and we're wounded and bleeding. And he gathers us, he patches us up, he cleanses our wounds, and he sends us on his way. The Good Shepherd should be covered in dirt and a lot of other not so pleasant things. He has muck boots on because he walks in the muck of our sinful, broken world that's full of foul and disgusting and dirty things so that he can take away our sin, and then he covers us in his holiness, in his righteousness, and in his peace. The part of the picture that's always right, though, is the lamb in the arms of the shepherd, content and quiet. It's the look of complete holiness being held by the Holy One. Despite what the Good Shepherd looks like, despite the shape that the Good Shepherd's in, Jesus always holds that lamb close. He loves that lamb with mercy and compassion. If you want an accurate picture of what the Good Shepherd looks like, look at the cross. Look at Good Friday. Look at the lamb bleeding on the cross for you, the shepherd on the cross for you to protect you from the wolf and all the things of this world that would devour you. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The wolf, the devil himself, he comes looking for the shepherd to devour him because he knows if he can devour the shepherd, the sheep are easy prey. Our Good Shepherd doesn't run. He waits. On the cross, he waits for death to do its worst, so that we, the sheep, the lost, the wandering, the wandering sheep, will be holy and forgiven and righteous because of what our shepherd does. On the third day, just as the Good Shepherd promised, the Good Shepherd rose from death. Jesus laid down his life to protect you and to forgive you and to give us the gifts of peace that the world doesn't know. Jesus takes up his life on that third day, just as he promised, to give us hope and peace that this Good Shepherd is more powerful even than the devil himself or the enemy of death. The Good Shepherd doesn't run off. He doesn't leave us to fend for ourselves. He lays down his life for the sheep to take it up again, so that we might have complete peace and promise every day as the evils of the world push against us. If there's any time we need the promises of a good shepherd, it's today, in all of our lives. For those who are wondering and wandering in the wasteland of spirituality, Jesus doesn't leave them there. He continues to call them back to the flock by his Holy Spirit, and he promises, I will bring back the strayed. That's great hope for us who have relatives and family and friends who are not where the good shepherd is. For those who are beaten with the rod of God's law so much that they're in complete despair, Jesus, the resurrection and the complete and total forgiveness, brings healing for the injured and peace for the broken, because Jesus will bind up the injured. For all of us who feel our knees buckling under the weight of our schedules, the anxiety and the pressure of work and family, Jesus promises, I will strengthen the weak. You know, when we listen to these promises of Jesus and the hope and joy they bring, it would be easy to dismiss them. If Jesus had not risen from the dead, if Jesus had failed on the cross, it would be easy to say, you didn't do it, you can't keep those promises. But on the third day, he did rise. He overcame every enemy, even death itself. He's living today. Jesus says in the gospel reading, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And that's exactly what Jesus did. Jesus laid down his life for the sheep, for every unbeliever, for excuse me, for every fence-crawling, law-breaking sheep, just as he promised. He rose again on the third day, triumphant over devil and doubt and fear and foolishness, all paid for by the blood of the good shepherd who became the lamb, the total and the complete sacrifice for you. Dear wounded and wandering sheep, Christ is risen. Your good shepherd is risen from the dead. Your good shepherd lives for this day. Your good shepherd continues to seek you and guide you and protect you and nudge you and draw you back into the fold so that he can give you his good gifts. When we talk about Good Shepherd Sunday, we always have in mind the 23rd Psalm, and that in fact is the Psalm for this day. But when we talk about the 23rd Psalm, the end of the Psalm, the very last verse, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, that translation isn't always the best. There's a better, a more accurate translation, and it's this: surely goodness and mercy will pursue me all the days of my life. Your good shepherd doesn't sit in the back and wait and someday maybe he'll help you. He pursues you with righteousness, with peace, and with holiness. He pursues you so that you might live in his comfort and his peace. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep so that he might raise it up again and he might give you this peace and this hope and this promise. Your good shepherd, as you tightly in his arms, in the hands of his mercy. His nail-scarred hands are holding you because of your baptism, and he has given you exactly what he has promised to you. His loving, compassionate eyes are on you. You are his lamb, and Jesus is your good shepherd. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace that passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Let us then boldly confess our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. You can find that on the inside of your hymnal. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Father, you sent Jesus to the cross to suffer and not to threaten, to be judged and not to condemn. He commended his spirit and bore our sins. Inspire your church to trust his holy passion and follow his example. Lord, in your mercy. O God, send faithful shepherds to care for your flock here and scattered throughout the world. Keep them devoted to you and your truth, and so turn them in dutiful service toward your people. Especially today, O Lord, we pray that you would be with Matthew and Scott, Randy, Dennis, and Albert. Be with all of our seminarians who continue to study, especially Morgan. And we pray that you would be with those that are studying to attend seminary, Andrew and Samuel. Spare us from hirelings who would serve ego, belly, or the world's doctrines. Give discerning ears to your sheep to listen for the voice of Christ, our good shepherd. Lord, in your mercy. Eternal Lord, through the Paschal Lamb, you have wrought peace between man and God. By your gift of good government, grant peace and good days also to our citizens and between the nations of the world, that we and all our neighbors may lead quiet lives in godly contentment. Lord, in your mercy. Continue, O Lord, to bless our school, both the ECC and the academy. Be with our teachers and our staff, our students, and their families. Heavenly Father, by the first fruits of Christ's life from the dead, you secured forgiveness for our troubled consciences. Bless also with temporal health and well-being those who suffer among us, especially today, that you would uphold Daryl and Glenda and Ron, Joel and Gunner, that you would comfort Pastor Bertel, Leanne, June and Jim, Wally and Marlene. Uphold Deanna, Marna, Rob, Emily, Dave, and Sherry, Ashley, Dana, and Colleen. Comfort Connie, Linda, Willie, Willa, Jenny, and Warren. Grant them aid in this moment, and even more so, true immortal health in the world to come. Lord, in your mercy. We pray that you would be with those, especially who continue to mourn, O Lord. Be with Becky and Mel, Bobby, and family. The family of Julie Dodge Fisk, the Wempen and Frost family, and Tim Heath and family. We thank you, O Lord, for the gift of the baptismal birthdays this week of Brinley Delaney, Bobby Geidel, Marvel Jacobson. As, O Lord, you have kept your promises to your people as you, the good shepherd, laid down your lives for your sheep. Continue to uphold them and strengthen them in their baptisms. Merciful God, you gave your Son to be the Lamb. He has given us his own flesh to be our food and his very blood to be our drink. Give us your Holy Spirit so that we who approach his table may receive his gifts with repentant hearts and faith, that what we receive with our lips we may keep in holy hearts and show forth in holy lives. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, your Son promises to gather his sheep into one flock. Join us with the faithful departed from all times and places to share in the feast that has no end. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, out of your fatherly goodness, you have remembered us poor, miserable sinners and given your beloved Son to be our shepherd, not only to nourish us by his word, but also to defend us from sin, death, and the devil. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that even as this shepherd knows us and helps in every affliction, we also may know him, trust him, seek help and comfort in him. heartily obey his voice and obtain eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with the offering. Please stand as we sing the offertory.
What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, and most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored us to everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Thank you.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Please stand as we continue with Thank the Lord.
The Lord and sing his praise. Tell everyone what he has done. Let everyone who seeks the Lord rejoice and proudly bear his name. He recalls his promises, leads his people forth in joy with shouts of thanksgiving. Alleluia, alleluia.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. Please stand as you are able. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. We continue with our closing hymn. Seated. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we have Bible study this morning. Pastor is going to be going back there shortly. He will not be greeting this morning, so he can get prepared for Bible study. I believe there's some treats back there from the banquet last night. I think some cakes and some of the things showed up from last night. It was a wonderful time as we gathered to give thanks for our school and for our ECC, for our academy that's starting this fall. Lots of exciting things happening here at Divine Shepherd. And he is, what a wonderful name we have here in our church title, for he is the good shepherd of our souls. Pastor, thank you for your proclamation this morning. I really like that picture you painted of how we're looking for the holes in the fence, because we want to wonder. That's what we do. And thanks be to God that we have a good shepherd that goes after us, and he seeks us. He calls us. He calls us by name and brings us back into his fold because he loves us. He is the good shepherd of our souls. Go in his peace.
appreciates the folks that usher already, first and second service, but if you'll notice, it's the same ones week after week after week, and they don't get paid much. So we appreciate it. Take a look at the bulletin board back there and sign up for your first and second service. We really appreciate it. Put it over in the bulletin, Shane, and we take over as the usher coordinators. A lot of times, going out, all our teams are keep ushering. But anyway, we appreciate that. Take a look back there. The guidelines, it's pretty easy to do, and we appreciate it. Thank you very much.